Suddenly she was wrestling with the wet sheet and trying to keep Drover from crawling into her shirt, which left me alone to face the attack of the headless cowboy, who was now only 10 feet away and coming fast. I stood my ground and gave him the whole 9 yards of heavy-duty barking and threatening gestures. Hey, my master's wife was... Holy smokes, that headless cowboy had an eye peeking out from inside his shirt, right about where his chest should have been. This is no exaggeration. I saw it. I swear under oath that I saw it. The thought of completely selling out and jumping into the clothes basket with Sally Mae hadn't occurred to me until that very moment. But hey, when I saw that eye peeking out of the shirt of the headless cowboy, I knew in my deepest heart that the entire ranch was up for sale. I jumped into her lap and somehow the clothespins went flying in all directions and the wet sheet sort of settled on top of all three of us. While this was going on under the sheet, I could hear the headless cowboy growling and snarling outside. I knew that it was only a matter of time until... Well, I hated to imagine what lay ahead. It was all up to Sally Mae now. If she was as tough as I thought, she would whip the headless cowboy and we'd be saved. If she didn't, we were all finished. There wasn't a whole lot I could do to help her in this desperate struggle. But when her face appeared amidst the folds and flappings of the sheet, I seized the opportunity to give her a lick on the face. It seemed the right and proper thing to do under the circumstances, but maybe it wasn't. Anyways, she took it wrong. Her eyes almost bugged out of her head, and she sprouted fangs where her nice white teeth used to be, and she screeched at me. Get out of my clothes basket! You're ruining my wash! Okay, licking her had been a sudden impulse, and maybe it was wrong. But that didn't mean she had to screech. Hey, dogs have feelings too. I was just trying to help. But suddenly all the events under the sheet were suddenly exposed to the light of day, because just then, the headless cowboy seized the sheet and jerked it away. We froze. There he was.